Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now for 14 years. He is the publisher and the writer and the executive editor and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com. Mullings.com, a twice weekly cyber column. I encourage you to subscribe to Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, my friend. How are you?
Good, great. It's good to have you back. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. And speaking of which, Rich, Ted Cruz from Texas announced overnight that he was running for president. Now, I had decided a long time ago that I don't really get into who's running and who's not running until the last year, the last year of the campaign. I mean, why would I start following about 10 or 15 different people and learning about them until they weed themselves out, right? But I think Ted Cruz is a little bit of a different animal. Do you agree with that?
Well, explain why.
Well, I just think he is. I think he's. I'm not saying he can get nominated. I just think the way he thinks, he's enough of a contrarian. He's got the courage of his convictions. Whether you like his convictions or not, I admire people with the courage of their convictions.
In that case, he is a different animal. He does. He apparently has courage. I'm not sure what his convictions are. I mean, I'm not a fan.
I know you're not. But I actually like people who stick their finger in the establishment's eye. And I know you're a traditionalist when it comes to the GOP. He's not. So talk. What do you think about him?
Well, I think going back to first of all, I worked for Kay Bailey Hutchison, his predecessor. She retired.
Right.
He didn't beat her. But right. I think the people of Texas made a really bad deal when they traded Kay Bailey Hutchison for Ted Cruz because of this, Jim. I think that if you're going to run for a legislative post, then your job should not be. You should not see your job as preventing anything from happening.
Right.
You have to see your job as trying to design and pass legislation that will make things better. Doesn't mean bigger, doesn't mean more expensive, but better. And I think that Ted Cruz, in his mind, has one job and one job to do, and that is to stop anything from happening.
I think
that if Republicans are going to be successful in 2016, they need somebody who's going to be forward-thinking.
That'll be the person who will get elected. I agree with that.
Yeah, not somebody who's going to go back. You're going to spend all this. Barack Obama ain't on the ballot.
Right.
And to spend that much time in his speech talking about what he's going to get rid of,
right,
is fine. But that doesn't make things better. That just looks back on the past.
Well, one of the things about Ted Cruz, and listen, I'm not a fan either, necessarily. I don't think he can get nominated. If he gets nominated, I don't think he can get elected. I don't think his positions are electable in America today. The demographics just do not. Demographics and Ted Cruz don't line up.
I don't think they ever have, actually.
Yeah. But you have to know, and I know you know this, Rich, there are a lot of people in America who are sick and tired of the same old coming out of the political class in Washington, D.C., and somebody who is willing to say, we've got to stop the same old, is a breath of fresh air, and they're going to be attracted to that, at least for a while.
Well, that's true.
He will shift the discussion.
But that's very, no, he was not going to shift the discussion. But that's very dangerous. I mean, that allows demagogues to get a toehold, and we've seen in our lifetimes how dangerous that can be, but he's not the only one that's going to be over on that side of the pond with his pole looking for the fish.
Who else is going to be?
Well,
over
I
there?
Mean, Walker's going to be over
yeah.
there.
Well, I don't consider Walker and Cruz in the same vein.
Are you a fan
of Walker's?
No, sort of. I mean, I like.
I am. Even, I'm a fan of Walker's.
Yeah, and I mean, I like his you know, his work against the unions, frankly. I think that was actually brilliant. And a guy, talk about courage of your convictions, is a guy
I agree.
You know, that won election, won a recall, and then won election again. I mean, he's never not been running since he's been governor. He still gets a lot done. So, yeah, I guess I'm a fan of Walker. I'm a Bush guy because I've been a Bush guy since I can remember.
I'm a Walker guy more than Bush, but I will tell you this. When Cruz bows out, and he will bow out next year, when Cruz bows out, there will be plenty of people who will want his base.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I'm saying. He doesn't have a clear lane all the way through. There are going to be other people, whether it's Santoro.
But he's not going to be inconsequential.
Well, okay.
You think he's going to be more inconsequential than I do.
Yeah, I do.
But we'll see, won't we?
I got to take a quick break to announce now. I mean, you know, he's had more coverage in the last 36 hours than he's had in the last 36
exactly.
months.
Exactly. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Israel. It's a very important topic, folks, for America. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.